بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we have begun the discussion on shopping centers and malls and how Sharia views these places, what are the rules, regulations, the virtues of reading different wazaif and dhikrs in the marketplace. Yesterday we had mentioned to recite in the marketplace لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. That a person reminds himself in the marketplace that although I may be doing business, I own a store, I own a shop, maybe chain stores also, but لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. There is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahdahu is all alone. La sharika la, Allah has no partner. So this wazifa, this kalima is very powerful for a person to realign his yaqeen, his iman, away from dunya towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From the makhluq to the khaliq, from the creation to the creator, from his mal to a'mal, from wealth to the a'mal and action that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he reminds himself, La ilaha illallah. It is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is all alone. And that is, no matter how well I may be running my business, streamlined, everything is in place, checks and balances are there, but the one that is worthy of all worship and praise is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is all alone. Allah has no partner. For me to run my business, I need staff. Whether 5, whether 2, whether 10, whether 20. I can't run it on my own. So it's a reminder to me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahdahu la sharika la. Allah is in control and managing the entire universe all alone. Allah needs no partner. So all praise is due only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't deserve any praise whatsoever. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. That kingship belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I just own one property, one business, maybe multiple properties also, but even my property belongs to Allah. Kingship belongs to Allah. Kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I might have, it's not possible for me to own the entire world, the entire universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيدُ. Allah gives life, Allah gives death. So I shouldn't think within my business that I hire and I fire. Allah says, remember, I give life. More than your hiring and firing, I am the one that gives life and I give death. You will not be there your entire life or till Qiyamah. One day you will have to leave. One day the phone number will change. One day the name tags will be removed. But Allah will be forever. Allah will be eternal. Allah was forever, Allah will be forever. So يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. You are under the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So no pride or arrogance should come within my heart. That this company belongs to me, I hire, I fire. I'll tell you when to walk and I will tell you how much you will get paid. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I thank Allah for the staff I have also. Ya Allah, you gave me this staff. And give me the ability to take care of them as you are taking care of me. وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah is all alive. Allah will never die. I will leave this world one day. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. All goodness all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In my business, in my occupation, in my field, sometimes I take a loss also. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no loss. There is only goodness. What the eye sees may be loss, but Allah is al-hakim. Allah is all wise. Allah knows why you took the loss. That Allah wants you to come closer to Him. And there will be benefit for you in the loss also, if you make the right move. So by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there is no loss. Allah lost something. There's some nuqsan and harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For insan, yes, he will have a loss. He will take the knock. But there's only goodness in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah highlights and says that Allah has power over everything. You don't have power over everything. No matter how much of security systems you might have in place, no matter how many cameras you might have, there will be a blind spot. And then you will think, how it happened? Sometime in the system also, within the banking system. Somebody hacked the accounts. Somebody intercepted the invoices, the receipts. Allah said, I have control and power over everything. No matter how much you have in place, with the cyber security also, there will be a glitch. There will be downtime. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no downtime. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu were encouraged to go to the marketplace. They go and read this kalima in the marketplace. By reading it in the masjid, you won't get this reward. Sahaba ikram didn't want to leave the masjid. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to give them incentives that go and earn a livelihood. Go and work for the sake of the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that you may spend upon the deen of Allah and the gifts of Allah. So the reward for reciting this is, according to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his narration, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever recites these words in the marketplace will receive 1,000,000 rewards. And what a reward also, a person goes to the marketplace because he wants to make millions. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you'll make millions before those millions, physical cash. You'll make the currency of akhirat. So the barakat of that, Allah ta'ala will give you dunya also. So don't forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, 1,000,000 rewards, 1,000,000 sins will be forgiven, and a house will be built for him in Jannah. To recite that, those words again of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. The reward, Allah will grant the person 1,000,000 rewards, 1,000,000 sins will be forgiven, and a house will be built for him in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. This can be read by the businessmen, those in the offices, those that are going shopping also. Going to the malls, going to supermarkets, as long as we're reading this, we're getting 1,000,000, 1,000,000. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.